one of the Ramban. Hi, Harry. The Ramban. This is not Parashat Peis. So we're just opening up Ramban and looking at it. And the Ramban in the beginning. This is the Ramban that I mentioned. Perhaps we'll see it inside to see if we get the impact. We finished Sefer Bereishit. What's Sefer Bereishit all about? Sefer HaYetzirah, Chidush HaOlam, Yetzirah Kol Tzar, creation of the world. And the Avos were also created because they were like a Yetzirah for their Zera. This is a very interesting idea. That the Avos were like the creation for their descendants. In other words, us. B'nai Yisrael throughout the generations. B'nai Yisrael kol mikreim tziyurei dvarim l'rmoz l'hodia kol ha'tilav alehem. All of the actions that happened or occurred that Kadosh Baruch Hu caused to occur to the forefathers were what? What kind of actions were they? Things that were symbolic and prophesying and telling us what's going to happen. Lasid lava. V'achar shehishlam hayetzira. After what? After God finished what?
Creation.
Meaning
Yischil sefer achar. Different book. A book of something that comes from these rimazim. The rimazim, let's say the simanim, we go maisa avos. The maisa is a siman labanim. What's going to happen? V'techeid sefer ve'el ha-shmot, this book ve'el ha-shmot, b'yan ha-galut ha-rishon, the first galus that happened, ha-nigzar b'feirush. In other words, remember in Brit Ben Abtarim, this was decreed, right? Yadoa te'dak yer yezorcha be'er, etzolahem be'er, etzolahem. Ba'avadum, b'yinu atam, ba'am, b'yashana, ba'am, b'yashana. We had all these songs in elementary school. Anyway.
I didn't know what the Brisket was until I was in 11th grade. And you knew it in elementary school.
Well, why are you dressed up?
Because I'm learning Chumash. I'm zochet to learn God's Torah.
So when you learn Gemara, you don't get all dressed up? When you learn Chumash, you do?
Gemara is only Torah Shabbat Peh, you know? Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, see you, Simpson. The first thing. Uve Geulam Imenu. Uve Geulam Imenu. What does that mean? It's the first goal, it's the first Geula. But Lachain Chazav Yitchil, now he says like this. He has a deal. How come all of the 69, 70, whatever people are mentioned at the end of Bereishis and Vayigash, right? Son of Bereishis and Vayigash. And they mention again in the beginning of Shemot. I mean, it's all one big continuation. No, it's a whole new thing. V'itchil b'shemot yodei Mitzrayim v'sparam. Af ha'pish ha'kvay nechtav zeh b'avor ki v'yatam sham v'reshit ha'galud. Because be'etzem, the B'nai Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim is not just like ending off Sefer Bereishit, it also is very significant in Sefer Shemot, right? Because that's the beginning of the goals of B'nai Yisrael, literally B'nai Yisrael and their families going down to Mitzrayim. So it's important to have it here, and that's the beginning of the Galut. Kem Yasuchal, V'inei HaGalut, Einenu Nishlam Ad Yom Tshuvam El Komam. When is the goals finished, and there's when's the goal achieved? When they go back to their Makom, Vel Ma'alat Avotam Yeshuvu, they go back to what?
Love of their
forefathers. Sheyotzim Mitzrayim, Avam Pisha Yotzim Beit Avadim, when they got out of Egypt, even though they were emancipated, Adai Yechashvu Golim, even after they're still in Golus, even after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Kiyu Beretz Olahem. They were in a land that wasn't theirs. Nivuchim Bamidbar, they were lost in the desert. Now, what would that imply? That when's the Golus to be achieved? When they get to Eretz Yisrael, their own land. He doesn't say that. Shabo El Har Sinai, when they came to Mount Sinai. V'asu HaMishkan, and they built the tabernacle. V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God went back, V'hishresh Shkinato Beinahem, and something his diamond or whatever you say in English. Hishresh Shkinato Beinahem. Sometimes English is better than others.
Shkinah was Shoran.
Yeah. Oh, Shavu HaMalat Avotam. They win that, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Why is it that all the Kohanim stay at your house?
Totally random. Who's staying in my house?
Shami.
Yaakov Jacob's not a Kohanim at all.
I never said all the people stay at your house Kohanim. I said all the Kohanim stay at your house.
Well, some of them live there all full time.
That's true.
Okay.
I think it happened last time as well.
Anyway, I just want to tell you something.
Did Akiva last time? When Akiva was briefly in our shed, did he come out? Did he stay at your house? Or am I confusing Akiva and Shia?
Do you know who Akiva is?
All right, guys, we're in a little Ramban over here. I missed the crown. I cannot answer that question fully. And Akiva, for some reason, isn't coming. I think because he didn't feel welcome, unfortunately. Or I don't know. Or maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, we have some hang up, or it's my fault. I don't know why. But he's not coming. Anyway.
How close
are you going to come? He said, I don't want to visit Harry will get a kick at us on the tape. He goes, no, you can leave it on.
Pause it.
No, leave it on. It's funny.
I turn Harry off.
Akiva says, he goes, no, you're last year. All you guys talked about Garf, and I don't know what's going on. You know, he felt out of it. Okay.
Talk about who?
Who's Garf?
Garf. Well, yeah, listen, every
Masechta
has their own name. Thing. This year it's Sprintzel. Sprintzel's the girl always gets engaged.
We get engaged to Sprintzel.
Well, not so much to engage, just she's the example.
Garf wasn't the example?
No.
Garf was the friend of the year.
No, but I'm just giving an example.
Garf is a real
person. Garf is
someone. Honestly. Stop Revolution Corp from telling us about it.
What about the glasses guy?
I don't remember, but...
Garf's apparently a real person.
No, Garf's a real person. He has to be a serious Thomas Coughlin.
Who is he?
Right, if we learn about Master, I'll tell you. Or some other... I'll try to think of it. You can do this somehow. Anyway.
Harry.
Harry, you know who Garf is.
All right, no, I put it down. Yeah.
Okay. All
right, Rebel, so back to the Rebbe. Cran, you're wasting our time. All right. Well, this is a so. You know, as soon as the Rebbe says so, he's so getting nervous. Because I'll be Kabbalah. But in any case... They behave in Merkava. What does Merkava mean?
It's
very deep stuff. There's a lot of deep stuff we could have developed in the talk this evening. But anyways, the idea of the Merkava is somehow the thing that bears somehow the Shekhinah, whatever that means. All I did might say Merkava. We don't really understand. We have in the Cheskel and so forth, and in Yeshayahu. The idea of somehow the Avos of the Merkava, the Avos of David. Anyway, in any case, V'aznech Shavugiulim. Which is interesting. In other words, you don't have to get Teretz Yisrael to achieve the Geula. All you have to do is be not Navoch Bamidbar. What does it mean, not Navoch Bamidbar? Not lost in the desert? You're misguided or unguided. And now you have guidance of what? Of the Torah and of the Mishkan, then we reach that level.
What about still not being in their own homeland?
So the Brisbane storm is still not over yet, though.
Yeah, it is.
Still not.
That's a good question. I think you have to look at it like this. There's the destiny and there's the purpose.
Covenant.
No, that's something else.
All right, what did he say?
Covenant.
Like a bris.
Right. There's, in other words, let's put this. There's the purpose, and there's the in other words the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is let's say to achieve Geula, which is achieved when we have the Torah and the Mishkan, and there's a destiny. Of course, we're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. We'll end up there, but that's like a later stage. That's the whole question of four cups, five cups, maybe the whole issue. How many Lashon of Geula are there? About 80. So that's this Ramban, I think. About 80 al Tam. Let's look at the four levels and then the fifth. About 80 al Tam. Itachas Tilov Mitzrayim. You won't suffer. What does God tell Moses? You're going to worship God in this mountain. Where's going to be worship God? Matan Torah is worshiping God? No, the Mishkan, that's worshiping God. Wow, interesting. But then, Veiti, that's. Yeah, eventually, you're gonna get back there to some, but that's not the direct.
So the Brisket of Sarm is not a description of the end result of Geula. It's what will happen later on, not necessarily.
Yeah, well, I would say, you see, I sang a little song and I ended up in the right place. So we had a very missed my song. But then, maybe that's like the next plus, the next stage, next level.
I think
you
didn't hear it.
It's okay.
I'll tell
him.
All
right.
Later.
Anyway, so that's this beautiful thing. So he says, for the Mishkan, that's why the Mishkan is still there, so essential and so important. Wow. Mishkan. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Shkan. That's so important. The Rashi, we didn't, you know, the Rashi seems to imply, I think says, that the order of the Parashiyot is not chronological, right?
Yeah.
In other words, when was Chet HaEgel vis-a-vis Tzivui HaMishkan?
It was after Aaron the Kohen Gadol.
So Rashi... No, that's a shortage.
The land, though, is part of the...
Because
Moshe was the Kohen Gadol the first week. What are you talking about? We're talking about something else.
Maybe the whole land thing is part of the
Bris,
no?
Yeah, probably. No, it's part of the Bris, but it's too low. I don't know how to say it. There's two... In other words... That the Brisbane of the Sarm is describing more than one episode, let's say. According to Ramban.
Right. Yeah, I know. Very nice.
It's funny.
I'm laughing. I laughed. It was funny.
This is good stuff. I would do you would do this inside. Maybe should make a copy.
Should I make
a copy?
I can get more of a bun on the Torah. There's more.
And that, it represents what? What does it represent? Thank you.
I don't know what stage you're talking about.
I don't remember.
That has a ransom.
What is it?
Okay.
Oh.
We're going to do... Well, that could have been...
So you said instead of not being Matan Torah would be where the Ramban was describing where the actual Gula took place. You said it was actually when we were at the level where we were able to have the Mishkan.
Yes.
So, but we don't have the Mishkan anymore. So what do we have? Then we have the Torah. That's
we're
thing
in Gaulis.
That is the thing that's keeping our connection alive to Hashem.
Oh, for sure. And we have the Tefillah. We have the we still have the ideas. We have the
fine. Okay.
But in Lechinami, our relationship is incomplete now. Unfortunately, as you guys probably noticed, there is no Beit HaMikdash. There's no Sefer Shemot. We can't even imagine how cool it was.
It's pretty cool out here.
You know, all the Chassidim make fun of him, and Rav Yoel make fun of me that I'm dry and everything. I had a schnapps tonight.
Wow.
No. It's a pigeon event.
Now they say that it's equal to 8
K-Dalad. Was there a group of that played music here this week?
Yeah.
Called K-Dalad?
Yeah, apparently.
Why
was that? We don't know what the... it was Rosh Chodesh, right? When they did that?
K-Dalad.
Is that connected? Was there a Pidyon HaBen also?
No, but they were very good. It was good
I
dancing.
Good. I heard it was nice.
Although Rabina said this morning we danced like animals.
We had a
Pidyon HaBen
tonight?
I don't think he
liked it. I'm not sure.
He wasn't outside. He didn't know.
No, probably because he saw two kids limping after this.
That was the balcony's fault. That wasn't their fault. Yeah.
What? No, I wasn't going. But I did speak a little bit about the thing. No, it was the girl's grandfather.
What girl?
The mother.
The mother of the boy.
Who's
it's
boy?
Hard. You can't... Listen, I know I know in the ideal world... There'll be no females, but in order to have children, you need females. So that's the girl. The mother of the baby who had the pinyon has, thank God, still a grandfather, and the grandfather's a coin, and he did the pinyon.
Now he's going to walk around with the impression that the only reason why women exist is to have babies.
What do you mean?
I didn't have that opinion already.
All right, anyway, let's continue.
Wait, no, I have a question.
This
is a joke. But
what are you doing
in
the summer?
I learned English.
Are you going to know? Do you have time to travel sinless?
No.
I want you to meet Yaakov's mother.
Oh my lord.
That would not be good.
I think they would get along swimmingly.
Okay. Kashet, Yvashet. Are you guys ready?
You actually, I think you guys will get along.
We're wasting time. Anyway, Kashet, Yvashet, Hashem, and Yisrael, Panim, and Panim. Aseret Dibro. God spoke to the Jewish people face to face. The ten commandments. Mitzivah, the very beginning of Parashat Truma.
Thank you.
Mitzivah, Tama, Yidei Moshe, Ksam, Mitzvot. Shame, Kamo, Avot, Mitzvotash, Torah. What's the idea of Truma? What's the idea of Aseret Dibro? It's a little bit of a taste of all the mitzvahs. Catch your Negro, I will tell you my Gerim. Just like Gerim. If you want to convert to Judaism, you don't say the guy has to take a test. Daniel, Seal, Shalom, Aleichem. So when someone converts to Judaism, does he have to take a test on all those books of Shulchan Aruch? No, that would be impossible. No one would be able to convert. You tell him a little bit, Mrs. Kalos, and mix up Mitzvah Chamorot. And that's the Ramban who applies over here. That's the idea of Aseret Dibro. Because the Jews are converting. The Jews are converting. That's the idea. Wow, how long are you for?
So, I was here yesterday
having
come out for a few meetings with people, so stopped in.
Wow, so good to see you.
How are you?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, no, you're doing the fashot.
Pardon?
You're saving British Jewry?
I hope so. I went to my friends in Meid Aliyah and I just feel
like you're lacking?
Yeah, no, I feel like I will do
you'll
it in a
come,
couple of
you'll
years,
come,
but
you'll
I,
come.
I might just think...
Good, you should feel bad.
Yeah, I should.
Feel bad? Come.
Give me a couple of years, definitely.
Well, we must call that you feel bad.
Pardon?
We'll pray that you feel bad.
Good.
Right.
Anyway.
I'll speak to you after.
Good to see you, Daniel. Okay. Lihityahed, that means to become Jewish.
Lihityahed?
Lihityahed.
Oh,
to become a Yehudi. The Yisrael kibbutz olam la'asol kol ma'ashi tzivema yadol shemoshe, and the Jews accept. By the way, if you want to take this mashal as a nimshot, the ger is very important. Because the ger doesn't know everything about Judaism. What he knows, he says, okay, I know enough. I know I get an idea, an inkling. And whatever else you tell me to do, I'll do it, no problem. I accept upon myself the yoke of mitzvahs. And the Jews do that on a national level. Now, God's the God, there is nation. This is great. This is what they're supposed to do. This is perfect. Okay. About time, Shema, Tishmu, Bekol, Yishmatem, Every TV, Tem, Lis, Kulam, Mikolam, Yim, Kili, Kolar, Tzvatem, Tiyuli, Lechulim, Kadosh, and all that stuff, right? And this is great. The Jews do what they're supposed to do. Wow. Vinayim Kiddushim, they're holy. Ruyim, Shiyah, Behem, Mikdash. Ah, they accepted everything. It's befitting for them to have a Beit HaMikdash. La Ashroh, Shekhinah, Tov, Benayim, to have the Shekhinah amongst them. V'lechein, Tzvat, Tchila, Advar, Mishkan, Shiyah, Beit, Bayi, Betucham, Kudash, Shmo. That's why God commanded already about having a Mishkan, and his name will be there. And that's where, it's a place, I forgot to emphasize also before, that's a place of communication, right? Communication. Hashem talks to us from the Kruvim. Why did I forget that? It was even in my notes. The problem is you take notes and you forgot to look at them. V'itzaveh ed b'nei Yisrael. B'nei, ikar ha-chefetz u'b'mishkan. What's ikar ha-chefetz mean? The chefetz, the
thing.
Oh, my dad, he was cool that. He was really cool that.
He knew what you're talking about? This Yosef.
I explained to him.
You never heard of it.
You heard, yeah, of, it. You heard of it, but he's like, you don't really know what it was, though. No. You said he got it as a gift. It's filling. From, so he worked in a like
you
a nursing home.
As a gift?
In a nursing home.
Oh, he's
and his boss gave it to him. He said it was a really nice set and everything. He said it was like a $1,200 pair of filling. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm like, I explained to him, like, how, I didn't push him into it. I'm like, Dad, it's up to you. Like, I feel bad. It's like, whatever. He's like, you have to do it. Ravina says you have to do it, do it. So I'm like, okay, then, thanks.
What happened?
It's really nice about it.
His tefillin, what can I say? His tefillin was Savari. They were kosher, beautifully kosher.
Not beautiful, but
Savari, they're kosher. Kosher. and it's preferable for Ashkenazim or Chassidim to have this Yosef.
So Rabbi Yosef said I should swish it. So I just called my dad and he said it's fine.
Okay. Makom Nuchat Ashkenah. What does that mean? Aron. Wow. The idea is to have the Mishkan, to have the Aron. What's going to be? I'm gonna communicate with you there. The right to Chamei Al Kaporet, Al Kenig Dim Aron VeKaporet VeKan. What do you start with? What does the parasha start with? Which kli? It doesn't start with the Mishkan. It doesn't start with the Menorah. It doesn't start with the Shulchan. It starts with the Aron. That makes sense. Kimuktam B'malas in the highest level. What's he after the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, because they're Kalim also. Then it starts with the Mishkan, and he goes through it. Ava Moshe, he came in Parashat Vayakol, the Mishkan, Vesal and Sechseo, Kenes of Itzal, Vishwa Roy, Lekadim and Maisa. In other words, ideas like this. Lemaisa, what do you do first? You're going to build the Aron, not have a place to put it? So when it comes to Lemaisa, what do you do first? You do the Mishkan, and then you build the Aron, and you build everything else. But in terms of the importance, you start off with what? The Aron. Okay. Vesod HaMishkan, ooh. This is the secret we were talking about before. Sod HaMishkan, Kushayak HaKavodash HaShechana HaSinai HaShechana LaBinistar. That honor, kavod, divine presence that B'nai Yisrael experienced on Sinai should always be there on a small level. On a... This is based on the Zohar. It says, Gavna Deviya, I know all this deep stuff, right? The Nistar means Bitsina. Nistar doesn't mean hidden in the sense that no one knows about it. It means Bitsina. Without all the lightning and everything. The commotion, Amar Hashem, Vayishkein Kod Hashem, Al Har Sinai, Uchtiv Hein Erano Hashem, Lekene Kodov, Ed Galo, etc. It says by the Mishkan, Kvod, Kavod, Vizke Mishkan, Shnei Pamim, Kvod Hashem, Kvod, 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 Vayav Mishkan, Tamin, Am Yisrael, Im Yisrael, Kavod, 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 Kavod. In any case, those few lines are emphasizing the Kavod, because Har Sinai was the cover, the honor of Hashem, and it was on a small level in the Mishkan. Uvevo Moshe, Haya Ilav Adibur, Hashem Dibar Lo Bar Sinai. What about the speech of God to man, starting Har Sinai, and continues to what? Mishkan. Yeah? You with me? God spoke to the Jews on Mount Sinai, Moses, Jews. God speaks to Moses and to the Jews through the Mishkan. The poet. We know the Ramban. Kamo Shamar. What?
Do I need one?
No, no, you said the thing. You don't have enough in here. Kamo. Right? By Matan Torah, what does it say? That Hashem's call came from the Shemayim. This is in Vetchanan, I think. Yeah?
Not
or Dvarim, maybe Dvarim. Kaf and Mishkan Ktiv says by Mishkan, the same thing. By Shemata Kol Hashem, Midaber Lav, Me'al Kapor, Midei Shirkum, Midaber Lav. Where does Hashem's voice come from? Har Sinai. Where does Hashem's voice come from? Kaporet. V'nichpal v'yedabru elav. Like the very love, like Yidma Shomar b'Kabbalah. What's the Kabbalah mean? Well, Shaya Kol b'Amir Shemayim b'Moshe. Me'ala Kaporet. The call came from the Shemayim through the Kaporet and then spoke to Moshe. He called Diburi Moshe Hayah min Hashemayim b'Yom v'Nishmayim b'Yin Shnei HaKurim k'derach v'Dibarata v'Shemad v'Toch Eish. Just like the call of Hashem came through the fire, Mount Sinai, it comes through the Kruvim and the Kaporet in the Mishkan. Volcano Yushneim Zahav. What does Zahav remind us of? Fire, I think. Hadomim Leish. Fire. Fire. Kruvim. V'chein Amar HaKatzuv Asher Yivayit Lachem Shama Daber Lach Hashem. I'm going to communicate with you there. V'nikdash B'chvodi. And I will be sanctified. It will be sanctified with my covenant. Ki sham yeh beit moed ledibur v'nikdash b'chodi. That's the place of talking and communicating with Hashem. Okay. V'amistakel yafeh b'ktubim ha'nevarim b'matan Torah. If you look carefully at the psukim b'matan Torah, u'mibayin mashik atan l'behem. And if you learn my pshat, yavin soda mishkan b'nei mikdash. Understand this deep secret. Deep secret, which you are privy to, at least partially. The secret of b'nei mikdash. What's that? What's the secret? Say it in one sentence.
Sheyeh
HaKavod Asher Shechan Al HaSinai Shechein Alav B'Nisar B'Tzina. The Kavod of our Sinai remains on a small level, on a microcosm in the Mishkan. That's the idea. The Ramban, what? Oh God, that's so important. That's such an important thing. Oh well, you came late. It's my fault. You keep saying over here. It's based on the Zohar. He calls it based on the Well, it said sowed. Anytime the Ramban says the word sowed, it's just getting deep. But he says from the Pesukim, he has a lot of proofs, kavod, and a lot of things, no parallels. Is it good? Is it good? Is it good? Is it bound keeping? Learn the first Shuva in Igra Moshe. Talks about it. It was Moshe.
Yeah, talked about.
It's about keep your size, keep it. An advantage, brushing off. Now, very pretty. Okay, let's continue.
Read out of paper. Toss in my old one.
The Misakel Yafeh B'Ktuvim, the Rebbe Mount of the Torah, Mevin, Mashkatan, Mevin, Yavin, Yisod, Amishkan, Mevin, Midash. So look in this thing, you know, look, you'll be stuck, you got time. Anyway,
that's a fun. Same
Yuchal, okay. Yuchal, B'nei Bo, Mimash, Amar, Shlomo, B'Chachmoto. You think about him, Shlomo's prayer, in the Bein HaMikdash, which says, Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, like we said, Hasina, but you're Elokei Yisrael. I guess the idea is Elokei Yisrael. He's not just God, but God of Israel. Because that's the idea of, I guess, a relationship to Israel. Well, Sif Shem, the phrase Hashem. Why is it there, Hashem, Elokei Yisrael? And Yashar Mazar Shem, the Malachi, Elokei Yisrael, Yosheva, Kuvim. Well, this gets already stuff that we don't talk about. We don't understand, we don't comprehend. Ki, Moshe, Kvod Elokei Yisrael, Elam, the Malachi, Chayash, Sharita, whoa, forget it. Every time he says that Tadishma Shemayim is Venus Rachamim, so if you spell Hashem, Rachamim, there was a Rachamim.
Can't understand that.
Yeah, we got a little too deep. Alright.
Let's stop for someone else.
Seven. We got a little too deep, Brett. Alright.
12.
That's that. We'll stop over here.
Yeah. What? The first time I came and I come for like 2 times.
Good night, Harry.
And some cowboy.